Mahler himself said of these final moments, and I quote, "The increasing tension working up to the final climax is so tremendous that I don't know myself, now that it's over, how I ever came to write it," unquote. The premiere of Mahler's Symphony No. 2 in Berlin on December 13th of 1895 offered him one of the few unadulterated triumphs of his compositional life. Now, such triumphs are few and far between, so let's enjoy this one. 1 month after the premiere in January 1896, Natalie Bauer-Lechner went to visit Mahler and his sister Justine in Hamburg. And now I quote Natalie. "When I arrived in Hamburg, I found Mahler busy with the orchestration of his songs for A Wayfarer. He was delighted to see me, although this didn't prevent him from flying into a rage over the fact that I had not been at the premiere performance of his Second Symphony on December 13 in Berlin." Now, apparently, once Mahler had calmed down, his sister Justine told Natalie that by the end of the first rehearsal, the chorus and orchestra members were enthusiastically behind Mahler and his symphony. No small thing, given the terrific difficulties and great length of the piece. Justine, who had been present at the fiasco of Mahler's first symphony in Budapest years before, told Natalie that she entered the concert hall with the greatest trepidation and, by her own admission, was afraid to look at the stage during the long first movement. But after the first movement, a spontaneous wave of applause burst from the audience. "The triumph," continued Justine, "grew greater with every movement. Afterwards, I saw grown men weeping. And when the bird of death, hovering above the graves, utters his last long-drawn-out call, Mahler said he himself was afraid for a moment that the long, unbroken silence, requiring, as it were, the whole audience to hold its breath, could not possibly come off. There was such a deadly silence in the hall that no one seemed to bat so much as an eyelid. And when the chorus entered, everyone gave a shuddering sigh of relief. It was indescribable." However, we should sadly take note that it didn't always go like this. A 1910 Parisian performance of the same Second Symphony elicited rather different results. Alma Mahler remembers, and I quote Alma, "The day of the performance of the Second Symphony came. It was a matinee. I was sitting with the Clemenceaus and my mother, who had come to Paris to meet us. All eyes were on the Countess Grefoul's box, where she was to be seen with her latest lover, the Abbé Perossi. This, for the Parisian public, was the one thing that mattered. Next, I suddenly saw Debussy, Ducas, and Pernier get up and go out in the middle of the second movement of Mahler's symphony. This degree of rudeness left nothing to be said, but they did say afterwards that it was too Schubertian for them, and even Schubert, so they said, they found too foreign, too Viennese, too Slav." The success Mahler had with the public was no consolation for the bitterness of being so misunderstood and indeed condemned by the foremost French composers, unquote.